Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
35 seconds to go in the quarter. Nowitzki, yes! Downtown! Nowitzki from way downtown! Nowitzki again! That's his third three!
Robbed. Straight robbed. Dirk Nowitzki robbed of the MVP last night on the NBA All-Star Game. There's no other way to put it. That is 100% the truth of that one. Dirk Nowitzki was robbed of the NBA All-Star MVP.
Look, there was no one on the floor that had a higher point-to-minute ratio than Dirk Nowitzki.
What did he play, 4 minutes?
9 points in 4 minutes, just splashing, raining it down. Dirk Nowitzki was fantastic for the couple of minutes he played, but, I mean, we were all pretty sure that that was the only time he was going to get on the court, right? He's done this before.
How did he, like, he did not play the second half.
No, didn't play 1 minute.
Why?
Because, you know,
because he was too good?
No, because at his age, like, you get out there, you run for 5 minutes, that's kind of tough. And then you sit back down and everything stiffens up on you, right?
Boy, I'll tell you, he looks so rough. He's running down the court with these guys who are just in their prime, just athletic marvels. And then there's Dirk, the legend, the old guy, can't get up and down the floor. You can see him. He's tippy-toeing. He can't stop. He tippy-toes to stop.
But you know what's so nice to see is how all the other players defer and take so much enjoyment from him still having something there. Like, there were a couple times where I felt like this night, you know, they made a couple references to Dwayne Wade throwing an alley-oop to LeBron for the last time. LeBron hit him on an alley-oop for the last time. And I'm like, yeah, okay, but I don't think nearly as many people cared about that as they did about Dirk Nowitzki. And even in the stadium, in the arena, they played this awesome video between Dirk and Luka. The audio is terrible, so unfortunately we can't share it with you. But Troy Hughes actually retweeted it, so you can check that out on Twitter. The video of Dirk and Luka listening to old 90s hip-hop and old 90s like R&B songs. And it was funny because Dirk knew all of them and could name them immediately. And he was like, ah, Luka, you're too young for any of this. You were born in 2000. And that kind of struck me as odd, too. But Brad Townsend of Dallas Morning News did a really good job of breaking down the audio and kind of going through it. He was there with Dirk and there with Luka all throughout the weekend. And a lot of the clips we have are courtesy of our friend Brad Townsend there at the Dallas Morning News. But this one in particular is the one of Dirk in the post game talking about what is probably his final All-Star appearance and what it felt like out there on the court to have that kind of night.
You know, I wanted just to play a few minutes and hoist up a three, and that's exactly what happened. You know, and kind of the first one, I was a little deep, but I was like, hey, last time on the stage, I'm gonna go for it, and went in. And so the second, I was like, hey, step back a little more and see what happens, and it went in too. So it was a fun all-around weekend for me. It was a pleasure to compete with these guys one more time on the stage, and you know, that got honored in between the third and fourth quarter. That was emotional. So it was a great weekend for me, and I'm ready to go home.
So the honor he mentioned between the third and fourth quarter was they played that little video, and then they showed Dirk and kind of gave him a salute, talked about all his accomplishments, and the crowd just went nuts. Really, really cool night. Skin Wade has some other reactions there in the arena.
I mean, there's a couple of guys that have done this, you know, the big stage, their final All-Star game. Cal Ripken's final All-Star game hits a home run. You know, you get Dirk a couple of hits. I mean, sorry, a couple of three-pointers, bombing from deep, three of them. You know, there's a few guys out there that go out in style in their final kind of farewell. you know.
And it is his farewell, right?
And it is. It like, is his farewell.
We don't want to be the bearers of bad news. But even if, and he did leave the door open. I was surprised. He left the door open multiple times this weekend that this might not be his final year.
This is going to have to be it. Because it's like, if everyone's saying goodbye to you, you know.
They're like pushing you out the door, though, a little bit, right? It's not your call.
Yeah, they are kind of pushing you out the door. But it's like, imagine if. We saw this with, you know, Chipper Jones and Derek Jeter and David Ortiz. They had sort of these kind of farewell things. And if they actually decided, you know, and change their mind, I want to come back. Well, it's like, we just said goodbye to you. We're not going to say goodbye again. This is like, you know, if he does this again next year, no one's going to have the same kind of goodbye, I don't think.
I don't disagree with that, but I also don't love the idea that everybody else gets to decide for him. You know, as he said, if I feel good enough to go, I'll go one more year. Now, you know. We can have another debate later on about the health of the franchise and whether or not it's best for the Mavs. I would never say that it's best for the Mavs that Dirk move on because he's such a humble player that he would be on a team and probably like play 10 minutes if it still brought him joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be happy with him doing that.
He'd probably do it for dang near nothing, too.
Yeah.
But it just feels a little weird. He left the door open a couple times. But as I said, Dirk was the star of this thing. And Luka was also a bit of the star of this thing. Now, how much did you watch? We saw a little bit of last night, but how much did you watch Friday? How much did you watch Saturday of his involvement?
So Friday, Friday was the celebrity game, right? I watched that a little bit.
Yeah.
I watched a very little bit of
Who won that? 2 Chainz? Got the MVP of that? I really don't know.
Quavo was in that. I know that.
I saw Brad Williams, the comedian that we've had in several times in studio. He is a little person.
Yes,
he won the tip off and went to try to go hit a layup. He missed.
Yeah,
he missed bad.
Let's see. So Jay Williams, the college basketball analyst now, former NBA player, and Ray Allen were the former players that were a part of this.
My God, Ray Allen! Can someone sign him?
I know
he's still popping threes. Still hitting threes like it's no big deal.
I don't know. I watched the Legends 3-point shootout.
Well, the shootout,
they took 25 shots between 5 Legends. They made 5.
Well, it was because Ray Allen didn't eat beforehand because Glenn Rice ate his dinner. Boy, so that's why.
Glenn is looking
puffy. Glenn got big. But back to Luka and what happened during the weekend. Jeff Skinwade from Ben and Skin 3-7 here on 105.3 The Fan, like you guys said, was in Charlotte over the weekend. The video he took of the press conferences between DeAndre Ayton and Luka. So there's DeAndre, the number one pick in the NBA draft, and there was what, 6, 7
There were some more people on the backside, but yeah, not many.
And then you go behind the curtain to where Luka was, and there's like 100 people to see Luka Doncic.
And really quickly about Luka, like so comfortable on this stage, so comfortable that he is totally unfazed by any of this. He didn't go into this weekend feeling like he had to prove something. As a 19-year-old kid coming into the NBA, not a lot of people knowing much about the Euro. It was all the other guys. It was De'Aaron Fox. It was Trae Young. It was still Kyle Kuzma in the Rising Star Challenge that all felt like they needed to prove themselves. So I take a little bit back from Luka in terms of the game. He finished with 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 9 assists in the Rising Star Challenge. He went 3-for-9 from 3-point range. He did miss missed a layup early on where he was being a little bit too smooth. But this was some of the audio when they put a microphone on Luka during the game, and you can tell at 19 years old, A, how comfortable he is with all these guys. They're definitely his peer group, and B, just how much fun this kid is having.
Let me jump. No, I'm kidding. Get a fancy. Come on, me and you, jump it. Me and Fox. Me and Fox. Come here. Hey, throw it this way. Oh! I'm Fox. Look at me. I'm Fox. Woo! It's a Fox. I used to do that when I was young.
What, last year?
That was funny with the dunk.
Yeah, so the key is, does this prove that he doesn't have ups? Or he does.
are we going back to the fight?
Yes, I'm glad RJ brought this up. We needed to bring this up because
So there were two moments. Reset. Last week, Sean and Roy got into this kind of back and forth. And I guess I was part of the Sean side than the Roy side. Whether or not Luka has hops.
You are a blanking moron.
Whether or not he has it in his bag to dunk on people. That was the specific argument.
Yeah, right? But like we're talking just, you know, unabashed ability to dunk on everyone in the game.
Dennis Smith Jr. ability. Right, which of course he doesn't
have. You can
dunk
on someone, and then you ended the conversation by throwing out there that Luka could possibly be a participant in the slam dunk contest if he wanted to.
I did.
Which is kooky talk.
I did, okay. And I believe that. Now, first of all, based on Saturday night, no doubt in my mind Luka could have beat some of those dunks.
Correct, because all he would have to do is actually complete a dunk to have won that slam dunk
if he was
contest.
Competing against Dennis Smith Jr., that's true. But you meant there were 2 points in this game, one for Sean's side and one for mine, okay? At one point, Luka threw down a two-hander where he was underneath the basket, and he basically just raised himself up just enough to get over the rim and put it down. And I think Sean actually tweeted something out saying Roy would put that in his top 10 dunks. No, I wouldn't, Sean. But what I would put in is the breakaway dunk where you see Luka go up and tomahawk it one-handed from like just inside the free throw line.
Even his face
has got the look that he's surprised by what he's doing. But you know what he realized? And this is what I keep saying. I know he has that in him.
Well,
he may
no
not
S dummy.
You know, he's not going to be proud about. He's not going to be like in your face. He's humble. Mm. He has humility.
He is. But here's what you're missing. That's a Mark Zuckerberg special right there.
How does Zuck you?
Because Zuck takes photos. Every photo he takes, and Troy knows this. Lenny Kravitz, same thing. Takes him from down low to make himself appear taller. This photo
is
from lower than the net to make his head appear higher.
Well, what photo's going to be above his neck? No one's jumping as they're taking a photo.
Well, I mean, like the shot from the rim that's looking down,
something like that. That's the one. Okay.
But yeah, I did meet Lenny Kravitz twice, and both times when we took a photo together, the photographer had to literally lay on the ground.
Yeah.
As requested by Lenny.
Yeah, take a shot up.
Gotta take it up.
And Zuckerberg always takes a photo with him standing in the foreground with a taller person in the background, because he's like 5'5". He's very small. Very, very small.
Yeah, but the thing about Luka over the weekend is that, obviously, he's become the star. He's become this 19-year-old sensation, even though he's been playing pro ball since, what, he was 13. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're the star. If everyone wants to talk to you, you still get brought down to earth by the Diggler. Because during the game in which Dirk was the coach, pre-game speech from Dirk, taking a shot at the Rook.
I'm going to leave all this strategy up to you. They really only hired me to be the face. The good looks. I want us to share the ball a bit and not one guy dribble it 20 times and hoist something up like Luka does with the Mavs.
Yeah!
And that got a good look. These two were the star all weekend long. We'll play for you a little bit later on the Whisper Challenge that they did. That audio is actually good enough to play where one of them has, you know, can't hear what the other one is saying, and they've just got to read their lips. It's fun to hear what they came up with there.
I just can't wait till these two are closer together in 2 years when Dirk's the head coach.
Dirk he said last night, front office over coaching.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be coaching.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did. And you know what?
Why does everyone want these great players to be coaches?
Because no one can hate Dirk.
Yeah, the more you keep him around, the more like criticism becomes a little bit more difficult of the front office, right?
Here's the thing. If I was a great all-time player, the only with your organization, the only thing that can happen to your legacy is it goes down.
You don't want
to
be an ambassador of fun?
If I was Dirk Nowitzki and he became a coach and they wind up just stinking for 10 years, his legacy drops.
No, because
he's now thought of differently. He's not this all-time cannot touch him great player. There's a reason that some of these great, great, greats don't go into coaching. You're crazy to do it. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't think he would go into coaching. But
be an ambassador, have no role whatsoever, and just get paid to go kiss babies.
But could you imagine him and Donnie would be a powerful duo to go and talk to players about, right? They're
I don't
so
know.
Personable.
He never got anybody to come play with him.
Not a beggar. You know, he wasn't a beggar while he was playing. I think that was like kind of an unwritten, I don't want to say an unwritten rule, but unwritten rule of his generation, that they weren't going to beg.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. Now,
the new generation, the millennials, they'll beg all day.
They
and
will
maybe
beg.
He can be a part
they will
of
beg all day. It's Sean and RJ here on 105 Through the Fan.
Are we doing this next?
Hang on a second. My fellow Americans, presidential fun fact for you on this President's Day. The S in Harry S. Truman does not stand for anything. That is a presidential fun fact.
Wait, what?
His middle name is literally the letter S. It does not stand for anything.
I don't believe you. Where are you at, Wikipedia?
Well, this is from Ducksters.com. I just Googled presidential fun facts. I'm taking these all as gospel. The S in Harry S. Truman does not stand for anything.
I don't see the S stand for anything.
Yeah, I'm not.
I know. I just said that. Don't want to believe
oh,
me.
Oh, man. Now I'm about to listen all morning to these fun facts.
Yeah, very nice. I'm just trying to help out the peeps here at 6:16 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.